Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and Dan Costa joins us now. He's the horticulturist over at Vern Goer's Greenhouse. Have you ever heard that song before, Dan?
No, I haven't, but that sounds pretty interesting.
I know. You have to send me a copy of that, Jeff. That is so great. All right. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I do love my house plants and my outdoor plants, and you can find all of those at Vern Goer's Greenhouse, which is 5620 South Oak Street in Hinsdale. But can we talk, first of all, listeners, if you have any questions about your plants, and we do have some texts, 312-981-7200, but let's talk houseplants. You have a couple of classes and or workshops coming up, and I believe they're free, right?
Yes, two seminars, and they are free. They're going to be on the 16th and the 17th of January, which is a Friday and a Saturday, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's a little early for me, Dan. Can we make it more like noon? No, I'm kidding. Friday,
a little early for me, too.
Friday and Saturday, January 16th and 17th, 10 a.m. This is the Let's Talk Houseplants. What will we learn? Because I'm going to go to one of these.
Basically, care of the houseplants in general, and you know, as far as watering and lighting and soil and everything, plus some plants that I recommend, some plants that I don't recommend, answering questions, of course, from the audience, try to show some unusual things, so a lot of different things.
And some houseplant questions that I want to throw out at you. Now that winter is here, obviously we're seeing less sunlight, and I have a south-facing window, and I have pretty much all of my plants in that window, and they're still getting light. I'm still seeing growth, but they're right next to the window. Should I be worried about the cold?
No. Okay. Unless your window is very drafty, I wouldn't worry at all. You read a lot of times in magazines and books, and that says to keep plants back from a window because they might get sunburned. Whoever wrote that stuff does not live in Chicago. We don't get the sunlight in the wintertime like they do maybe in other places, so we need to keep them close to the window, within 2 feet is best.
All right, mine are kind of a little close, but there is no draft coming in, and I'm still getting some sunlight. There are other areas of my house that aren't getting the usual sunlight. What about grow lights? Do you really need those? I guess it depends on the plant, right?
You can get the fancy ones with all the different spectrums in there. You know, they're expensive, but supposedly they do work. In my basement, I have some plants sitting, and they're under LED shop lights, just regular LED shop lights, and they're doing fine. I have other plants that are under regular fluorescent light, and they're doing fine.
So plants just need light regardless of whether or not it comes from the sun or a light bulb? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, and you got to run them long enough, about 14 to 16 hours a day. You know, don't just turn them on for a couple hours or whatever.
Wow. All right, here's a question coming in, and this is from 630. This is probably the most common question. How do you know how much water to give a plant and how often? Honestly, that is the number one question.
It's the number one killer of plants. You water until water comes out of the drainage hole in the bottom of the pot, and then let it get a little bit dry to the touch before you water again. If it's like a 6-inch pot, I'd say just if the surface is dry down to about a 1/2 inch. If it's more like a 10-inch or a 12-inch pot, an inch to an inch and a half deep in the soil before you water again. And we all have the world's most wonderful moisture meter ever made, which is our index finger.
Exactly.
Get a little dirty, stick your finger in there, and if it comes out, if you feel moisture, you're still good. If you don't, then water.
All right. I have to ask you something. There are some of my plants, most of them, I almost let dry out completely, and then I soak them all the way through, let the drainage holes do their job, and then I put them back in their outer pot and let them sit until they dry out. And they're doing pretty well. Is that a good way to do it? I mean, they're all different plants, and it seems like I'm letting them dry out almost completely.
Well, I wouldn't let them dry out almost completely.
All right.
Yes, letting them dry out is fine. They need a little bit of dryness. What happens is when they dry, the gases that that are coming off of the roots will accumulate in the soil, in the air pockets in the soil. And then once you water, you'll notice little bubbles will come up. That's flushing that air out of this of those air pockets and pulling in fresh air, which has the carbon dioxide that the plants need, and gets the oxygen out. So you always want to water thoroughly when you do water.
Okay, and like snake plants, you can let dry out completely, right? Or no?
Yeah, you can, but they actually like TVs to be kept moist. So
I'm doing everything wrong.
Come to my seminar.
I will. VernGoersGreenhouse.com. Here's a question that was texted to us. 815. Occasionally, I'm seeing very tiny little bugs flying around, probably from the few plants I have. Should I wash my plants? And are we seeing more possible spider mites or fungus gnats during the winter months, Stan?
Oh yeah, because the plants are really, they don't really like being indoors, lower humidity, lower light levels and everything. So they're feeling stress, and a stressed plant is more susceptible to problems. Spider mites like hot and dry locations, so a nice sunny area with low humidity is actually what they like. If those gnats are black, those are fungus gnats, which indicate overwatering, the soil staying too wet too long, so try to dry it out more. If they're white, those are white flies, and you will need to spray and use an insecticide.
I bought an insecticide over at Vern Goers, and I don't know how to use it in the winter, because in the summer I just took my ficus tree outside. I have an Audrey ficus and sprayed it out there, and you let it dry on the plant. I guess what, you could do it in the bathtub or something?
Yeah, you can. If it's like something like neem oil or insecticidal soap, that's fine to do in the bathtub. If it's something else, I would rather do it like in a utility sink or someplace where you're not bathing in it.
Oh, yeah, I guess. See, that's why we have you on.
One thing on watering that I wanted to mention, use lukewarm water when you water, not cold water. It absorbs better into the soil.
Man, Dan, I learn something every time I talk to you. And what about fertilizer? I have a liquid fertilizer that I've been using, and I just, instead of putting a full cap full, I am using like a quarter to a half a cap full per gallon of water. And I'm still doing it in the winter because I'm still seeing new growth. Is that okay?
Yeah, you should actually. About a half the normal strength, about once a month is fine. You don't want to go full strength like every other week or something like in the summer.
Okay, and I'm noticing some of my bigger plants, I don't have to water them as frequently in the winter, but some of my smaller pots are drying out pretty quickly because I don't have really enough humidity in my house. So you can't really get on a schedule. You basically have to use that index finger and figure out when your plants need to be watered. Would that be correct?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Always check first. Don't say I'm going to water everything on Tuesday, because a small pot might get dry on Friday or Saturday and have to wait till Tuesday. A big pot might go for 2 weeks without water.
All right. We have a question from Laura, 312-981-7200. You have an orchid question, Laura.
I do. You hear so many different answers. What's the correct way to water an orchid? And do you fertilize them at all? And how often?
What I do with mine is, you know, they usually come when in a little pot and then inside of another pot that does not have a drain hole in it. So what right. I'll do is to fill the, or almost fill, the outer pot with water and let the plant sit in that water for about 20 to 30 minutes. And then I take it and I dump out the excess water that's left in that outer undrained pot.
So you're bottom watering the orchid, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, what
and
about...
Just do that whenever the soil gets a little dryish.
And what about fertilizer?
Same as before, but half the normal strength once a month.
There you go, Laura.
It does seem like it. You can't tell it seems always dry. Would you say that's like a once-a-week thing, once 2 weeks?
That I can't really tell you. There's no way for me to determine.
Okay.
Depends on light and drafts and everything in your house. But just touch the soil. Thanks. When it feels dry, an orchid would rather be on the drier side than too wet.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Laura, I actually bought a moisture meter on Amazon, and I know it was like $9.95. And, Dan, I'll ask you about this, but I don't 100% rely on it, but I use the moisture meter sometimes to break up the soil as well. And if it says it's dry, I still use my finger, but it's a nice little precursor to the index finger. What do you think, Dan?
That's okay, and if you don't want to get your finger dirty, a bamboo skewer will also work. And if it comes out wet, then you're okay.
All right, Laura, good luck to you, and happy New Year.
You too, thanks.
All right, listeners, you can go visit Dan on January 16th or 17th. It's a Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. It's he'll be doing a chat about basically houseplants, different types. What is a cool new houseplant that's popular now that you have at Vern Goers?
Well, the Thai Constellation Monstera has actually come down to a reasonable price.
Yeah.
So people are getting that. We have some variegated philodendrons. Hoyas are popular. With Christmas, of course, poinsettias.
All right.
Lots of different things.
All right. Vern Goers Greenhouse, 5620 South Oak Street in Hinsdale. And it's free, but I think you need to register verngoersgreenhouse.com. You can get all the information. Great to talk to you, Dan. Okay.
Great to talk to you, and I have you beat. I have 68 plants in the house.
Yeah, God, you're good. So twice what I have. I have 34. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
All right. Thank you so much.